This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A Dane County judge may rule today on whether to allow Wisconsin election clerks to email absentee ballots to people with disabilities and allow those individuals to vote electronically in time for the November elections. Attorneys for the group Disability Rights Wisconsin argued in favor of bringing back the emailed ballots during a court hearing Monday. Lawyer Aaron Dealey says the change would help ensure the voters' right to privacy.
And there is good reason for this right. It protects our democracy, removes risks of intimidation, ridicule, bribery, and other corrupt anti-democratic pressures. These concerns aren't historic relics for our clients. In our initial brief, one voter relayed the experience of being pressured at least 3 different times by poll workers to change his vote.
Dealey says due to shortages of caregivers, people with disabilities sometimes have caregivers who are unknown to them. She says adaptive computer technology would allow the voter to fill out an emailed ballot without help. But Assistant State Attorney General Carla Kiekhaver, representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, said election clerks would face more confusion about who's eligible to get the ballots.
It's clerks having to try to decide, okay, is this a person who's in the category of people to whom I can send a ballot electronically without violating the law?
Kiekhaver also says it would be harder for clerks to run elections with uniformity and fairness. Disability Rights Wisconsin said it can't estimate how many voters would be requesting the absentee ballots. But with hundreds of thousands of state residents technically classified as disabled due to various mental and physical challenges, and with more close elections expected in November, the group says it wants to give every adult the chance to cast a ballot. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.